This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Now set correctly to the USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Brad is engineering at GCN in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. The listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Great to hear your voice. Yeah, I can. I can.
Cut off for a moment. It's good. To
well, you know, Gwyneth, it could happen. We could get cut off. And I'll tell you why. Right now, we are doing end-to-end solar. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. She lives off the grid via solar power, and we cut over, and we are. You know, we've been using solar power for quite a while, but in a small way. Now we've cut over, and the farm is running on solar power. So right now, I've been checking the meters, and I have the battery bank set to disconnect should we reach 50% discharge. So we're right on the edge of discharge, and the sun is coming up. The sun is replenishing the battery. So we're right on the edge. So if I do get disconnected, here's what I'll have to do. I'll have to run to the electrical panels, and I'll have to throw a couple switches and go back to grid for a short time for the rest of the broadcast. So if that happens and I disappear, I'll be back in about a minute or two. So I just want to let you know, if that happens, you can just keep on going, and I'll be back. So, but right now, this is the, you know, yesterday we did end to end to Montana live with Rich Sheeben. He's off the grid, and today we're spanning continents via solar off the grid. So it's awesome. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that you told me that, because today's topic is a bit sensitive. And I was thinking, oh gosh, if it wasn't your solar power cutting us off, it might be somebody else. Now, of course, you already have the email that I sent you earlier, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I do. Well, I do. Let's get into it. Where would you like to start?
Okay. I was kind of wondering actually what to talk about this afternoon. So for some inspiration, I went to on the internet and I had a look at one of my favorite websites, but with regards to inspiring me to continue this work, it's probably quite inspiring. This website is called news.com.au. And it's the official Australian news site of News Corporation. And, of course, it's run by everybody's favourite journalist, Rupert Murdoch. And, of course, Rupert's a good Australian. He believes in controlling the press. He absolutely does. And he controls now most of the press in the whole world. and through his Fox Media Corporation. He's only doing what he was designed to do. Okay? And probably with regards to getting the truth out there, Fox is not the worst of them. But it said something today which I thought was very, very enlightening, that there has actually been arrest warrants issued in Australia. And these arrest warrants have been for a particular, I don't know if they even know who they're going to arrest, but they say they want to arrest these people. These people are guilty of publishing posters, okay? And these posters, they have, you know, the Pokemon cards that you used to get with kids' bubblegum. Got to catch them all, okay? And it has got to catch them all, and it has pictures of prominent local Muslims who have been making trouble in this country on the guards. And somebody put together these posters saying, get these people out of there. Oh, whoa, hang on.
Sounds like Gwyneth is having a problem over there with a small animal. And it's like somebody was.
That's okay. They were just having a dispute, and the
What were they? Were they puppies?
And the puppy. Yeah, one of them was a pup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, you know, I think it was about a bowl of food. I think that the bigger dog had a bowl of food, and the little puppy decided it was going to try and get some. Which, it's all broken up. Nobody's injured. But, you know, little puppies will try their luck like that sometimes.
I remember being I remember designing a computer system years ago, and I was interviewing this guy who was a clerk at the corporation. And they were having donuts that day. And he said to me, little things are big to little people. So, you know, I think that's just we just heard that. You know, little things like a bowl of food are big to dogs.
A bowl of food and two dogs. Anyway, carry on. One of them, a small puppy, who's learning the ropes. These Pokemon card posters and, you know, on the posters were the pictures of particular Muslims in this country who have been making trouble, okay? Except the thing is that particular of these Muslims who have been making trouble in the country are actually funded by the Australian federal government and hold media positions. How's that? They operate basically as a propaganda outfit for their religion. Now, I don't really care what religion anyone follows. It's a free world out there. And if you want to wear a scarf in 40 or 50 degree heat or a black blanket over your head when it's 40 degrees outside and get up at 4 a.m. for prayers and last prayers at 11 p.m. at night, that's fine. That's up to you. And I admire your religious devotion, actually. But please do not make me do it, because I'm not going to. I don't consider it's good for my health to wear a blanket over my head when it's 40 degrees outside. That's 40 degrees centigrade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a lot hotter than that in Saudi Arabia, and if the women don't wear the blankets on their heads, they get their heads chopped off. And that's as simple as it goes.
Gwyneth, the Roman Catholics typically go to Mass once a week on Sunday. Around here, some of the Baptists go to church and services two or three times a week. And I understand that the Muslims pray multiple times per day. And I was talking with one of our instructors, and he said, you know why they do that? And I said, tell me. He said, because if they don't pray multiple times a day, they'll forget. Sounds like a joke, but that's what he said.
Yeah, that's his joke.
I'm not making light of it. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying that's what he said.
No, that's his joke. But anyway, the thing is that we have laws in this country, and somehow they never ever seem to be enforced in favor of the Christians, because of course the Christians suffer terribly in this country, especially if they are of the, we really believe what we believe variety. In that case, often they are determined to, that there's something not wrong, not quite right with them, and then the battle for them gets even harder, you know. Now, I've got to point something out here, okay? I really, really do not hate Muslims. There's a particular Muslim couple, I don't know their name, but once upon a time they saved my life, and they saved the life of our children. When we were on the run, they actually gave us a lift. And if I could ever catch up with this Muslim couple and thank them, they knew we were in trouble. They said, listen, just get in the back. Okay? They had, they had no seatbelts in the back of their vehicle. But because they believe that seatbelts are a part of the infidel law, it didn't matter that we weren't wearing them. Mm-hmm. In their culture and in their religion. If it had been for white people at that time, I think that they would have turned their noses up and said, oh, we don't have enough seatbelts in the back of the vehicle. we can't give you a lift. We'll get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I'll give this to the Muslims. They are into standing up for their rights more than the average American or the average Australian. Okay? I say you've got a lot of courage in standing up when a lot of the rest of the population won't, for rights that belong to all of us. Rights such as the freedom of religion, actually. Okay? But where I get the problem is that there is a particular strain of Islam that if they ever came here, I would be the first to go. If they ever came and set up their government here, that I would be the first to go. And we'll describe more about that after the break.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. She's live in Australia, off the grid. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own pillow manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I just wanted to share something with you. I was talking with a technician who installs Hughes satellite microwave dishes on rooftops. And you have one, right? Isn't that how you get the internet? Okay. I just wanted to share this with you. Okay. There is a... It is so dangerous that the technicians who are up on the roof are only allowed 6 minutes per year in front of that dish antenna. 6 minutes a year.
Yeah, I'm aware
that's the maximum.
Of that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you and our class is aware that these things transmit. It's kind of like a microwave oven without a box around it. And so please be very careful if you're up on the roof. Okay. I just wanted to share that. And that's the Hughes satellite dish system we're talking about for upload and download. Okay. We're talking about standing up for our rights, and you'd be the first to leave. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah. Where was I? The Muslim people, okay, they have actually, in a lot of ways, they can show us what to do of standing up for our rights and just not backing down. Where they get it wrong is when they go to saying that their way is the right way, and if you don't follow their way, then they are going to force you to follow their way by force of arms of some description or other. Okay? Now, when you get the Australian government actually saying, which they are, by, threatening to issue these warrants and wanting to arrest the people who published these posters, those posters are hateful and hurtful, and we're very, very upset, and it targets somebody who works for the Australian government, and, you know, how dare you, basically, and now we want to arrest you, which is basically the gist of this news corporation news article on news.com.au, okay? And I was reading that and I thought, oh my God, that's amazing, you know? Because I'll tell you why, we still have in this country technically freedom of speech as a common law right. We don't have a First Amendment in our constitution. We don't, but we still have the common law right to freedom of speech. And at the bottom of the poster, it didn't say hurt these people, okay, in the original poster. It said, gotta deport them all at the bottom of the poster. That's the worst thing. It said, okay, I'm speaking now as a news journalist. I'm not saying any comment one way or the other of whether I think it's right or wrong, okay? But what I'm saying is I'm aware that there is this religion out there called Islam, and they, if they ever gained political power in this country, I would be on the top of their list for people that they would want to basically give a bad time to. And for that reason, not for any religious reason or anything like that, you can follow whatever religion you want, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care, okay? Everybody's got that choice given to them by God to follow what they want to believe. And, you know, that's also one of our common law rights as human beings, is freedom of religion, okay? But I'll tell you why. I am a female head of household, okay? There is no man in my life other than Jesus Christ himself who has authority over me, okay? I am a female head of household. That is a sin in Islam. You are not allowed to be. You must have a man over you in Islam. Okay, I've got a son who would like to think he can tell me what to do, but it doesn't always work that way. You know, and he's a good boy, but he just says, Mom, Mom, and he's 16. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're going into the top of the hour, I'm sorry, bottom of the hour break. Gwyneth Isaacs with us live in Australia. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. If you'd like to contact her, just go to USAPrepares.com, page number one, and there's a link there, or go to the instructors tab at USAPrepares.com, and you'll find Gwyneth there. It'll take you right to her Facebook page. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Yeah, another reason why they, if the Muslims ever came to political power, real political power in Australia, another reason why they would want to give me a bad time, okay, is I work as a professional psychic, okay? Now, for them, for Christians, it's a funny thing, okay? If you operate as a psychic, they believe that it's a sin, that tarot cards and astrology are sinful in a lot of churches. I don't know about every church. I think that a lot of churches or a lot of Christians sort of would read their horoscopes as quickly as the next person, actually. But in many churches, astrology is a sin. Tarot cards are a sin. The difference is that they're not going to cut my head off for reading tarot cards, and they're not going to cut my head off for drawing up horoscopes, okay, or doing any other sort of divination. But because Muslims believe that Muhammad is the last prophet, okay, that there can be no further revelation after him. That means that if I come out and I say, well, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, he showed me something, yada, 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 which is actually sometimes how it goes in my work, and it'll be accurate information, okay? And he gets right to the crux of it, and, you know, because it was the Holy Spirit that put me in the position of being a professional psychic through a dream. I was instructed to send my resume off to a particular website that I saw in this dream. I sent it off. The lady from the website contacted me, and to cut a long story short, that same lady now is my supervisor, although she works at a different company these days than what she did way back when. But she was responsible for me beginning to work as a 1-900 psychic. That's blasphemy in Islam, and it's a capital offense. It really, truly is. That puts me at the top of their hit list, okay? It's not in my best interest for Muslims, my own personal best interest for Sharia law preaching type Muslims to be in political power in this country. Okay? The other thing is that, as we heard earlier, I keep dogs. Okay? Dogs are an unclean creature in Islam. If you're a pig farmer, your head is going to be on the chopping block. If you are somebody who keeps dogs, who likes to keep dogs, I keep dogs because they're my friends, okay? I keep dogs because, I mean, life is just good with dogs. They're a warning system. They're your friend. They'll come and sit on your lap and give you a cuddle when you're feeling sad. And, you know, they're someone to talk to. They're just all around good little people. They really are. But in Islam, if you're a dog person, you are the lowest of the lowest of the low. They consider you to be unclean, all right? It's a really, really funny thing because I have one greyhound. I used to keep greyhounds. These days I have one greyhound, and that wouldn't be acceptable either because under Sharia law, if you keep a greyhound, that's the only dog they're allowed to keep, and under Sharia, greyhounds are not a dog, they're a greyhound. And you're only allowed to keep a greyhound, I have heard, okay, my information might be wrong. You're only allowed to keep a greyhound if you're a member of the Saudi royal family or one of the other royal families of the Middle East, okay? Like I said, my information might be wrong there, but apparently greyhounds are not dogs, but you're only allowed to keep them if you're a royal. But, you know, that's kind of funny because I've actually seceded my property and declared myself a princess in the past. And I've never actually withdrawn that secession, although I don't go on and on about it these days. But because I'm not a Saudi princess, I suppose that's not good enough, is it? that would be another reason for them to dislike me, to want to give me a bad time. So as far as I can see, Sharia law is not in my best interest. And as well as that, I am a Christian. I am outspoken. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, okay? And that he hung on that cross and that he died for me. And I pray to him and I will not bow the knee to Allah. Their Allah, okay? There is a true Allah and there is a false Allah. The true Heavenly Father, the one who sits on the throne of heaven, okay, gives you free will. He says, you, Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree. But did he cut Adam's head off when Adam ate from the tree and Eve ate from the tree? No. He didn't. But what he was saying, he said, don't eat from the tree, because he knew that disobedience to God sets in motion a course of what the Indians would call karma. I mean, I'm talking about the Indians from India, okay? The Hindus would call karma. You do the wrong thing, you do the bad thing, bad things are going to happen to you. You do the good thing, then good things are going to happen to you, okay? I believe that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross to set people, everybody, all of humanity free from the law of sin and death, okay? Or what the Hindus would call the wheels of Dharma, meaning you do a bad thing, you get sentenced to rebirth on this earth, and if you still don't repent after a certain number of lifetimes, this is Hindu theology here, then God will ultimately doom your soul to hell. That's what the Hindus say, okay? But Jesus Christ, when he came and he died on the cross, he set people free from fate, from the wheel of Dharma, from the consequences of sin and death. And he made it so everybody could walk on the path to heaven with him by being the sort of person that Jesus Christ was. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
Sure, sure it does. And as you were saying this, I was thinking about there's only one way, according to many religions. And here's what, down the road from us, there is a church that's not Catholic. The nearest Catholic church is, a 2-hour round trip from where we are at the farm. So we have not attended Catholic church, although I was raised Roman Catholic. So Mrs. Finelli and I and the family decided to attend the local church in the local village. And everything was okay until they got a new preacher. And the new preacher said, look, you got to be here in this church, not the one 2 miles down the road or 8 miles or 20 miles, this one.
Yeah.
And you've got to be here X number of times per week. And that will get you a seat in heaven. Failure to do that.
That is Islam.
Failure to do that is you will not get that seat in heaven. And that's all it took. That's all it took for Mrs. Finelli to look at me, and she said,
"I walk out the door, and good for you."
Yeah, she said, "We're out of here."
Yeah. Too right.
Yep.
Yep. And you know something? I've got zero tolerance for that from any religion. Okay.
Right.
And so that probably explains why I don't really go to any church on a regular basis.
And here,
I love Jesus Christ.
And Mrs. Finelli was
Lord and he's my Savior.
Mrs. Finelli was asked in front of me, by someone, you know, are you a Christian? Are you religious? And she said, look, God's everywhere. He's here right with us right now in the kitchen. He's with me on the tractor when I'm doing tractor therapy, baling, or raking hay. He's with me, and I can talk to God anytime I want.
Yep.
And I don't need to be down the road on Sundays, Wednesdays, Saturdays at a specific time in a specific pew in order to talk to my God. I don't need to be there. I can do it right here, right now. And there'll be no miscommunication because it's just me and my God. And I'm absolutely with her. And I feel independently we came to the same conclusion at the same instant. And, you know, she was a military brat. So she had been to many churches when she was growing up. Dutch Reformed, Presbyterian, probably Baptist. And then she converted to Roman Catholicism just before we got married, because she thought that, you know, we should have one religion for the family. And so she decided that's what she would do. And then we both decided that, well, that's close, but we don't need to go to the Roman Catholic Church in order to be decent people and communicate with our God. So I think we've arrived at a similar place as you have. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. And my dad was a Catholic, and he was always trying to get the other members of the family to convert to Catholicism. But most of them were Christians going to one church or another anyway. And they said, well, actually, Dad, our relationship with God is good enough for us. You know, but you know something, Dad died. He's in eternity now.
Hold that thought. We're going to go into a break.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my, you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Yeah, Gwyneth, please continue. We're talking about Muslims, Islam, and how and other churches, and how it seems that some churches seem to think that it's their way or the highway, or their way or beheading.
Yep, okay. Yeah, basically, Dad was a godly guy. He was not brutal about insisting that we all convert to Catholicism. And I don't think any of maybe my sister did, you know, but I don't think, and I know my brother did, except for my sister and my brother, out of the six children, I don't think any of the rest of us did. And I don't think we ever will, because, you know, if you go back 500 years, then Catholicism was responsible for some pretty brutal deeds as well. And this current Pope, oh my gosh, he's just horrible. He's just absolutely awful. And I think that even most Catholics in the world are absolutely disgusted with the things that he is saying and the things that he is doing. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he might be the revelation of the apocalypse. That's this current Pope. And, you know, he's that bad. Every time he opens his mouth, something blasphemous comes out. Does that make me want to go to Rome and cut his head off? No. That's the difference between Christianity and Islam. And it's really, really funny, because the things that he's saying are actually blasphemous against Islam as well as being blasphemous against the rest of Christianity. okay? But I don't see any Muslim wanting to break into the Vatican these days and behead the Pope. I wish no harm against the Pope. I don't want to behead the Pope. I think that he's got a certain function in this world. If he is the Antichrist of the apocalypse, you know, of the Book of Revelation, then time will tell. But he has his own path to walk. And but it's really that bad with people, and they, you know, I don't see the Muslims wanting to behead President Macron of France, who just in the last few days announced that he was the great god Jupiter and proceeded to seat himself down on a golden throne in the Palace of Versailles. Which is nicknamed by the French the Palace of the Sun. So he sat down in a golden throne in the Palace of the Sun God and announced that he was the great god Jupiter. And I kid you not, but does that make me want to go to France and behead Macron? Absolutely not. That would be stupid, you know? What I'm saying is that these things are blasphemies to Islam as well, okay? And the Muslims are not directing their rage against him. They're directing it against people like me, maybe not people like me living in Australia yet, but people like me who live in places like Iran and India and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Palestine, you know? There's people who are just like me, who are minding their own business, you know, Christian people, or maybe people who follow one of the ancient religions of that part of the world. And the Muslim law tells them to go and kill these people. And in that part of the world, that's what the local Muslims do. They drag them out on the street and they murder them.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you're saying is...
I don't want that happening here.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying don't export it to our countries, like Australia and the United States.
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to go kill your own people, all right, we're not crazy about it, but don't bring it here. Gwyneth and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Plus. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.